Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Neil Reynolds joins us now. Neil, given the 4 key players out at the moment, you must be really proud of that performance today.
Got a little story for the listeners at home.
Okay.
We turned up today and we walked down the entrance area into the tunnel, and there's a picture of their number 7 on his knees sliding towards the SMRE when he scored at our place, and he's doing this on his lips, shush. So I took the picture down off the wall, I put it in our dressing room, much to their they weren't happy, and it just did what we needed to do, because group of players in there, you lose your Egan Linnies, you lose your Mike Donoghues, you lose your Dodds, you lose your Potsies. You know, it's hard, but we're building something special here, James. And, you know, we're building it on youth. And it was a test of character. And they saw that picture. And I said, we don't come away from here today with nothing at least on the point. And we said the same at half time. And the way we came out, I thought the way we came out second half, Charlie Ennis led by example, Ali Waddick got his goals, and absolutely delighted with the scoreline.
Yeah, you've spoken about getting the rub of the green. And to some extent, brilliant opportunism from Waddicker, but you did get a bit of with those pretty fundamental errors that they made.
The wind the first half was horrendous. It really was bad. And, you know, they've got an extra set missile of a throw-in that's coming in. You know, they've got corners, set-piece deliveries. If you look back at the records, there won't be many games at Stafford Range haven't scored this season because of the threat. But there was a couple of errors, but we've got to be there to seize the moment. And we did that. And Waddicker, you know, people may have questioned him at times, you know, he wasn't as fit as what he was, but they've got to remember that when you've been out a long time and in COVID and you've had an injury, it takes time to get back to your best. But we only signed good players here, James, and Waddicker's been the best player at this level 8, 9, 10 years, and he showed how good he was today.
And his experience showed in the composure for the first finish, you know, where it would have been easy to snatch at that, and he just had a moment to look where the keeper was. And
yeah, his first goal was great. His second one impressed me more because Brad Holmes was in an offside position, and if he would have given it to him, but the only place it could have gone is on the inside post, and he just gave him the eyes as though he's going to give it Brad, and you know, he does what Ali does best, and he goes and scores.
And how encouraging is it? You've got Potts away for a while now, but the midfield, well, I thought was immense. I thought Jonathan Smith and Griffiths, particularly Griffiths getting the early booking, you know, had therefore watch himself.
I mean, Griff needed to take the yellow. It was a poor delivery by Chaz. Mm. He had to take the yellow. Luke's, you know, grown up, come a long way. Let's not forget, I dropped him against, you know, it being the last game, and it was how he bounced back. I thought him and Smith were great. Again, people have raised eyebrows about Smith. He's played 600 league games. He's a real leader, and he knows how to manage games. He's fantastic. But, you know, there was something key for me today in and around the youth. I had Andy White at right back, 29. I had Jones, 27. Morris, 26. I had Smudge, 35. I have Ennis, 31. You've got Ali Waddicker, 31. And then you bop in your little bits of, you know, exit 18, 19, 20. And, you know, we've got to come here. And people have questioned, can we come to places like this? Marsk, Whitby, Atherton, which we didn't. We've come to a really difficult place today and got maximum points. So, really happy.
How brilliant that, as you said, exit set missiles. You'd have thought they would, because Tonks' delivery, throw-ins, is exceptional. And for you to defend, had you been working on defending this week?
Yeah, we have, yeah. We knew about the throw-in. I don't know if people are aware, we mark zonal marking on corners and throw-ins. We kind of lined it up against Mars, but the lad at Mars didn't play. We knew about Tonkins, we knew about his throw-in. And we did, you know, Jones and Morris and White and White. Joe White, sorry, I haven't mentioned him. I thought he was exceptional. You know, he's been carrying a hamstring chain. Do we play him, do we not? You can see why he's played first team games for Bolton Wanderers. I mean, he's calmer than Luke Griffiths on the ball. I mean, when he's trying to chest it on to his keeper with 2 or 3 to go, and my heart's in my mouth. But listen, it's a collective team performance. My staff as well. You know, my staff have worked really hard behind the scenes. We've had 1 or 2 choice words in the last few weeks about what we can do better. We've put back-to-back wins together, which we're desperate to do. We've put back-to-back clean sheet performances together. So, you know, I'm one happy manager. Does the work start now? You know, as Ben says to me, FC United come good after Christmas. Well, we're coming good before Christmas, and can we build on that? You know, we've got the biggest game now, isn't it? We're Buxton away next week.
Yeah, great form to take there. 7 points from the playoffs and 8 on, quite a way away now from the right end of a very congested division. inevitably, people's, I think a few weeks ago, we would have nearly dismissed the idea of FC getting to the playoffs this year, with all respect, maybe after the Atherton defeat. But this result, the last two results, put a completely different complexion on that, don't they?
You know, four out of the top five have dropped points today. You know, anything's possible. But, you know, we are reliant on bodies coming back. We're reliant on injuries. And, you know, people said the other week, is it, you know, do you go out and sign? Do you need to bring people in? No, when I've got Toby Humphries on the bench. No, when I've got, you know, Joe Duckworth, who can come in from lower levels of football. I'm not going to do that, James. We're building, like I said, we're going from youth. We've got experience around it. We've got a really hungry dressing room. There's nothing more frustrating than me this season. It's been really difficult, and I've tried to poker face it the best I can. You know, last night when I find out the likes of Donoghue drop out, and then Linney this morning, and then Dodd this morning, Potsy, you know, broke down. It's a kick in the teeth, and I was a little bit down when I got here, but I was no way going to show anybody, in particular that group of players in there, that I was down. And I went in there and I said, what a great group we've got on display today, and you've got an opportunity with your debut, Joe Duckworth, and, you know, everything. And everyone took their opportunity. You know, what will happen next week, we'll have to see. Because we've just shown in, you know, last Saturday, kind of when the game was off, you know, we had full 20. Then we had 20 on Thursday night, we were down to 15. So you never know in football, do you?
And finally, about that, do you have any definitive news about any of those injuries and illnesses for anyone who will definitely be back next week, or is it all up in the air?
Donoghue will be back, definitely. Linney will be back, definitely. Dodd will be out. Potts will be touch and go. Probably Potts will look at the 27th. But I said to what Potts said to me on Thursday night, again for the listeners, he said, I hope I don't get my shirt back, Gaffer. He said, because if people do the work in front of me, I don't get my shirt back. And that's a true professional saying that. And he knows he's got to work hard now to kind of break up a Griffiths and Smith partnership, which today looks like they played together all season. So, you know, people will have to be rest and rotating and wait for the time. But you know what? We're going to enjoy tonight. Put back-to-back wins together. And, you know, well done to all the players and well done to the management team. And thanks for all the fans that turned up today. I thought they were great as well.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.